Welcome to Beyond Standards, your source for authentic discussions about the world of teaching. Get ready to explore challenges, share inspiring stories, and discover strategies that will empower you to make a lasting impact on your students. Here are your hosts, who are trying to master the fine art of maintaining their sanity while managing a classroom, Joe Rohrhoff and Jeff Bologna.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 15 of the Beyond Standards podcast, where we dive deep into the untold stories of the teaching profession and share experiences of educators who are out there in the trenches every single day. I'm Joe, and joined as always by my co-host and fellow middle school teacher, Jeff. Jeff, what's good, my man?
You know what's good, Mr. Rohrhoff. We talked last week about snow days and cold days, and then boom, it hit us again this week. You know, I live with a kid who's a junior in high school. My son's a junior in high school, and they missed 2 days last week, 2 days this week already. They missed yesterday and today trying to prep for final exams. I know one of our guests is doing the same thing, and it's just kind of like pushing everything back. Now they're going back into, next week for their final exam. So it's that time of year. But hey, I'm not complaining. We had another day off this week, Joe, so it was great. How about you? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's good. You know, it's that time of year. Like you said, we're up against finals. Middle school, we don't have to worry about that too much, but it is the end of the quarter. And with the end of the quarter comes that students coming up and asking about their grade. What can I do for extra credit, Mr. Bologna? Like, I might have missed 7 assignments already this quarter, but I'm really looking to pass this class. What can I do?
Yeah, my favorite is, can I still turn that assignment in that was due November 1st? No, I'm sorry about that. That one's past due. How about you worry about the one that's due today?
Yeah, exactly. All of a sudden they start caring. But no, it's that time of year. I love having the time off, love the snow days. It's definitely helped get me caught up with some things around the house. But anyway, you ready to jump into it?
Let's do it.
All right. Today, we're diving into a topic that has become an integral part of our classrooms and basically our lives, whether we like it or not. And that is the use of cell phones. Our goal today is to kind of take a look at some of the complexities surrounding cell phone use in the classroom. Jeff and I both experience cell phone issues with middle schoolers every day. But we also wanted to bring our listeners the challenges at the high school level, because I know it is a different beast up there at the high school. So we've got a couple guests that we are bringing on today to talk about. And the first one is a high school English teacher at Northville High School, Ryan Sieg. And I think it's also important to view issues like this from a student's perspective, which is why we are also bringing on a high school senior. Brady Couture is coming on to the show to join us and talk about his experiences as a student dealing with cell phones. So Ryan and Brady, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Throughout the show today, we're going to talk about some of the positive uses of cell phones in the classroom, along with some of the challenges that come up with cell phones in the classroom. And we're going to take a look at some district level plans, some classroom plans, different strategies teachers can use to manage cell phones in the classroom. A lot of good stuff out there. But to start today, we are going to take a look at some statistics. And I was doing a little research for this episode and came across a couple of studies, one in particular that really a lot of the statistics from it really jumped out at me. And I want to kind of share them with you guys and have you guys, we'll play a little guessing game here for some of these statistics, but just a couple of things to share with you. And this comes from a study from that was conducted by Common Sense Media in 2022. So it's fairly recent, and we'll have a link to the study in the show notes. For the study, they used some software on cell phones to collect data of a diverse sample of 11 to 17-year-olds. So this is basically middle school, high school age students. And the results of the study show that what you would probably imagine, the smartphone is just constantly on the students. The average teen was over 4 hours a day on their smartphone. Any guesses? What do you guys think the most used app was? I'll bet you can get this one.
TikTok, yeah. Probably.
TikTok was number one. On the average, think your number here. How many notifications do you think the average student got in a day? 24-hour, not a school day. So 24-hour cycle. How many notifications on their phone? Should we start with the youngster here?
Yeah, because he's probably knows. He's probably getting them all.
Just check your phone, yeah.
I would have to guess between 300 and 400.
What do you guys think?
Wow.
I was gonna say 50.
Yeah, I was gonna say between 50 and 100.
Brady's definitely closer, 240.
Wow.
Which, if you do some math, that's one about every 6 minutes. So, in an average, 45-minute class period, think of how many notifications they're getting. A lot. And 97. This what doesn't come as a shock. 97% of students bring their phones to school, and they average about 40 minutes per day at school, which actually seemed kind of low to me. But 40 minutes a day at a school that doesn't allow cell phones is a lot. The top four uses were social media, gaming, streaming, YouTube. But probably not a surprise to anyone that for some reason the Schoology app didn't show up there as the top apps used.
Not Google Docs or Google Slides?
Not Google Docs or Google Slides. Those did not show up.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I know. Shocking. But just two questions that they asked the kids. This is the question they asked them. Do you find it difficult to stop using technology such as your mobile phone once you start? Do you find it difficult to stop using once you start? And what percentage do you guys think said either sometimes or often?
Ah, man. What percentage said sometimes or often? I'm going to say 85%.
I was going to say 90%.
75%.
75? You guys are pretty on point there. 86% found it sometimes or often difficult to put down their phone. The last question I'll ask you guys about the statistics. Do you use technology to escape from your sorrow or get relief from negative feelings? What percentage of kids do you think answered either sometimes or often to that? Do you use technology to escape from your sorrow or get relief from negative feelings?
That's pretty heavy. 75%.
Yeah, I was going to go with 85% again.
I think 65%.
65%? Yeah, you guys are are pretty on point again. 70%. 70% answered one of those two. So that just goes to show you there's a social and emotional aspect that kind of goes along with the cell phones as well. But yeah, those are just some statistics that jumped out at me. And I don't think teachers needed to hear statistics to know that like cell phones are an issue, right? Cell phones are an issue in class. Let's jump into cell phone policies. We've got teachers and a student that have experienced all kinds of different cell phone policies. And I know our listeners out there have a variety of different policies that they follow or maybe don't follow. But Jeff, why don't you get us started? Just talk about the policy, the cell phone policy at the school where you teach.
So at our school this year, Joe, because we teach together, we've implemented what is called Away for the Day. And it's basically we are cell phone free from 8:12 to 3:03. Phones are supposed to be in their lockers. And if we see them, if they take them out, we're supposed to take them first offense. We give it back to them at the end of the hour. If it becomes a repeated problem, it has to go to the office and then they have to pick them up at the end of the school day. It's been wonderful. When we implemented this policy this year, because it was new this year, we thought some of the eighth graders especially are going to push back on it. But actually, it's been kind of refreshing. And I know we've talked about it before, Joe, at lunch and things like that, that it's gone really well. And I have not had a single issue with cell phones this year because of this policy.
So I'll jump in right now just because I've, like Jeff said, we're at the same school, but it is night and day from last year when you compare it. The Away for the Day, I had my own reservations about it, and we can talk about that a little later, but the amount of distractions that came up last year, social media alone is just ridiculous, and to have that reduced to a number close to zero this year has been awesome, and the kids have been great this year in kind of following that policy. But I know the high school, the policy is a little more flexible from room to room, and Ryan, talk about the high school's policy, I guess, a little bit first and how you implement it in your classroom.
It's my first year at the high school coming from middle school, so it's a bit of a transition, but it seems to be at the high school, most teachers allow cell phones throughout the class, unless it's a an assessment or something where they want kids to be focused completely on the teacher. But like I allow cell phones in my room most of the time. It's interesting. The only one directive that was given by the school was when kids are going to use the hall pass, they're supposed to leave their cell phones in the room. I think that's a change this year. And most kids have done pretty well with that. But I think it is definitely still a change for the kids to not have their cell phones at the high school on them all the time. So yeah, I mean, I think most teachers, like I said, allow the cell phones, you know, most of the time throughout the class, depending on what's going on. But it's the kids definitely all have them on them.
Yeah, and how's it going for you? Like, is that a distraction? I know that's pretty similar to the way that, you know, I was last year at the middle school when we had some more flexibility. I did kind of the same thing. Do you find it a distraction? Are they old enough to kind of handle it? Or what do you see with that?
So I always thought eighth grade was a good bridge to the high school, like to transition to using their cell phones more. I would say, because I teach ninth and 10th grade. So most kids are pretty good about, they use their cell phones for music. When it's during work time, they're not distracted by it. Most kids, I would say, but some definitely the cell phone is still a distraction when they're supposed to be doing something else. But I think the high school kids are more or less mature enough to make that decision. And if it's, you know, if they, at the high school, it's a little different because if they choose to be distracted by their cell phone, then they have to do their work later on at home or whatever. So it's definitely a maturity issue for sure.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, something that I always try to, like you said, bridge that gap between middle school and high school and eighth grade and start to kind of prepare them for it. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see next year when the eighth graders are coming in next year as freshmen and they're not used to having their cell phones on them every day. If they'll be able to handle it, if they didn't have that kind of transition step. So I'd be kind of interested to see and hear what happens next year.
I agree 100% about that bridging of the gap. But as you know, and Ryan, you were in our building last year, you know, the cell phones got so out of control that, I mean, there had to be a policy put in place because clearly, you know, the eighth graders, you know, 13 and 14 year olds, they were not mature enough to keep them sitting on their desks and pay attention to the lesson because something major needed to happen. So I agree it is that bridge year, but it got so out of control last year that something big had to change.
Right. And I agree, but it is interesting, like 1 year later, are they, you know, necessarily mature enough to handle that? But it's just sort of a different idea at the high school, I guess, if they do it or not, you know, control their cell phone usage. But that is interesting to see how it's going to turn out next year when you guys are limiting more at the eighth grade level.
And I know our other middle school, Hillside, they're doing the same thing where they're, you know, very limited use in the classroom. So the kids are they going to go wild with them next year? Like they just got these things. I don't know. You'll have to report back and let us know how that goes.
Right.
Jumping to you, Brady. Brady, you obviously have a number of different classes at the high school. This is your senior year, so you've been there 4 years. What kinds of different policies do you see in different classrooms up there at the high school?
I'd say generally it's pretty similar to what Mr. Sieg described. They're not really monitoring the cell phone use, but as long as it's not a distraction, you can have it, listen to music during work time. And I think most teachers kind of have the idea that if we're on distracting ourselves on our phone, then we're the ones losing out. We'll have work to do later and we're missing out on stuff we need to learn. So I think they, you know, kind of leave it up to us, trust our maturity with the phones. Or even I've had teachers that just right when we walk in the door, they'll take it and keep it the whole hour. So that, obviously, that's more hardcore, but it's...
How do they do that? Do they have, like, the cubby system? I've seen those, like, the calculator cubbies.
Yeah, either the calculator cubbies or the, like, a plastic Tupperware, something along those lines, so...
Hey, Brady, do you notice any subject areas that have, like, more strict rules than others? Say, you know, I know Mr. Sieg's an English teacher... Maybe your science classes are a little more strict, or maybe PE in the locker rooms and things like that. Have you noticed in your 4 years that maybe one area is a little more strict on their policy than others?
like you mentioned, gym classes for sure. Not just in, obviously in the locker rooms, but then it's a gym class. We shouldn't be on our phones anyway, so they're pretty tight about that. And then classes like math, where you're taking notes, or a science or history class. I feel like, or English especially too. All the main, more engaging classes, I guess you could say, are definitely stricter on kids using the phones in the class.
And Brady, in your experience, do you think that students are able to maintain focus with their, you know, with their phones in their pockets? We mentioned those 240 alerts or whatever per day. Do you feel like for the most part, most of the kids at the high school are able to kind of handle that responsibility and maintain their focus, get their work done?
Yeah, I think that in general, it's not a overwhelming distraction for most of the students, as long as it's in a bag or in your pocket and out of sight. That's, I feel like that's the most important thing, especially for me. But in general, I think most students are definitely able to keep focus, even with their phones on them.
Building off that, Joe, when you know, when Brady was a when Brady was a freshman, you know, maybe he didn't have the maturity yet to control that, but now that he's a senior, you know, and he's looking, you know, to college and things like that, obviously they have a little more self-control when they're older, so that always helps.
For sure. And it's a good skill to have, and it's not like, it's a good skill for adults to have, and I think it's good that there is like a transition to that step, whether it's in eighth grade, ninth grade, 10th grade. But there, I like the fact that there's a transition to that. All right, let's change gears just a little bit and talk about some positives, some of the positives of cell phones in class. Can you guys give a specific example of ways that you incorporate cell phones into your classroom? Do you use them for any lessons? Are there any apps or platforms that you use? And, you know, Brady, you can always share what your teachers do if there's, you know, certain activities that you do with cell phones in class.
For me, you know, at the middle school level, there hasn't been too many lessons that have incorporated the cell phones. When it comes for me, we need them in our class if we're doing like a worksheet, and we, you know, we use Schoology. And so I let the kids bring their phones on those days because they have to snap a photo of it, submit it into Schoology. It's a clearer photo than when they hold it up and in front of their Chromebook or their MacBook. So otherwise that, and then on occasion, you know, we'll do some web quests or things like that where I have some YouTube videos that they want to watch, that they can watch. And, you know, I might let them watch them on their phones, things like that, if they want to watch it on their phones and take notes on the computer, things like that. But otherwise, there isn't too many specific examples of where the kids actually need it in my class, because everything is, you know, everybody's got their own devices now, so they can do everything on their computers.
Yeah. Ryan, how about you?
Similar to Jeff, I definitely have kids, you know, snap a picture of their work to submit onto Schoology. And also some kids just prefer to use their phone. Like literally on a Schoology assessment, I'll see they pull up on their phone and they're doing the assessment rather than using a Chromebook or a MacBook. So I don't have any specific apps that we use, but some students seem to prefer their cell phones, and monitoring it, they seem to use them pretty well. So, you know, it's almost like a student's choice, but yeah, nothing too fancy from my class, but maybe Brady can speak to more about how different teachers use it.
Well, I've also had to take pictures of paper homework to send it in online. And then I know people that do, like Mr. Sieg said, prefer to use their phones instead of a computer to access Schoology or Google Docs or whatever. But I haven't really... since I've been in high school, really haven't used a game or cell phone specific app for a lesson or anything like that. But I think big things are, like, you know, I'll listen to music when I'm doing work, or you know, I'll even like turn Netflix on my phone, like something in the background to listen to, or even a podcast like this. So
Yeah, no, that's one of the things I came across with that kind of surprised me is, you know, the amount in my research when it was that same study I talked about earlier, the amount of students that will put a show on in the background, they'll stream Netflix in the background. It was a little surprising to me because that was something that didn't exist when I was in high school. But I guess it's the same as we used to listen to music, you know, while we would work. It's kind of the same thing.
Joe, cell phones didn't exist when we were in high school, not just Netflix. So don't kid yourself.
Very true.
When we were in high school, we had landlines, right?
That's but great. Yeah, I think the common theme, like, you know, there aren't a ton of apps that are cell phone specific. The big game changer, I think, has been more computer devices, whether they be Chromebooks or laptops, into the classroom. Like, I don't think our away for the day policy at the middle school could be successful if we didn't have basically a one-to-one where the kids had computers, because then, hey, I want to listen to music. Okay, put on Spotify on your Chromebook. Yeah. That's been a game changer. I think if there's, you know, more advanced technology that teachers are using, it's probably not phone-based. It's probably generally on the computer. All right, let's flip it over and talk about some challenges and concerns. What are some common challenges and concerns related to cell phone use in schools, and what can educators do to navigate things such as, you know, the distractions, inappropriate content, cheating, security issues in like a school lockdown situation? What are some challenges you guys have seen?
You know, at the middle school, I think the biggest challenge is the social media. You know, obviously, you know, you're concerned about kids cheating and things like that. But with everything done on the computer, if they're going to cheat, they're just going to have a bunch of different tabs open, and they're good about that. But I think the biggest one at the middle school level is using your phones for social media purposes. And then, you know, some cyberbullying becomes a big issue, especially at our level. You know, kids posting things, making comments about other people and things like that online. So to me, I think the biggest challenge and concern for me would be social media and the use of social media and how it's put pressure on students. I mean, Jill Anderson last week talked about mental health and how social media has you know, caused a lot of the issues and distractions that these students have. So to me, it's social media is the biggest concern and probably the biggest challenge that we saw last year. This year, obviously, we don't have to deal with the same things.
Brady, how about you? What are some common challenges and concerns that you see up at the high school from a student's perspective?
You know, I think probably like Mr. Bonilla said, the social media online, because obviously everything that you take a picture of and share around to your friends, that's out there, and it spreads way faster than you could ever know. Like, regardless of who it is, like, if it's a friend, that it gets around, and before you know it, things are like entire school issues. And there's been times where that's unfortunate, like, occurrences have happened in situations like that. But so I'd definitely say that's the biggest issue, the social media misuse.
Yeah, that's got to be a nightmare from like an administrative perspective, looking at, you know, school issues that can just go viral in the matter of a class period, because, you know, everyone checks their social media and shares it, and then all of a sudden there's a fight happening at lunch or something like that. Yeah, that was the biggest issue last year. The biggest problem we had at the middle school was just people sharing on social media, and then just the drama that can ensue as a result of that. How about you, Ryan? Anything else? Any other challenges or concerns?
Yeah, I was going to agree with Jeff that it's not really a cheating aspect. It's more like the socio, you know, the SES concept, where like the kids are getting, you know, like influenced by social media, or like Brady said, things passing, you know, kid to kid, and it's causing issues between the students. Because that stuff spreads so quickly and the kids don't understand the gravity of it in the moment. So it's more concerned about, you know, their social well-being rather than academic well-being, I would say.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. All right, well, we're starting to run a little long on time. We're going to start wrapping it up a little bit. I've got a final question for each of you to address. What final pieces of advice would you offer a new teacher, or maybe an experienced teacher that's looking to revamp their cell phone policy? Jeff, you want to go first?
Yeah, for sure. My advice would be, if the lesson doesn't need it, don't have them in your room. I think it's okay to tell your students they need to stay out of sight. It's okay to tell your students, keep them in your backpack, keep them in your locker, unless it's absolutely necessary. Maybe your kids are creating videos or things like that. Unless it's absolutely necessary, it is okay for teachers for us to say, no, they're not welcome in our room. It is your classroom as well, so you should have some autonomy to be able to say, nope, I'm just not going to allow it. Sorry, I don't, whatever my neighbor teacher does, that's up to them. But in this room, we're not going to have them today because they're not needed. So I would just say it's okay to tell students no.
Yeah, no, that's definitely good advice. Ryan, how about you?
I would agree. Like Brady said, you know, some students or some teachers have caddies where students check their cell phones at the door. But it's okay to say, you know, for this particular lesson or this moment, cell phones go away, cell phones are in your backpack. You know, have the autonomy to say you don't need them right now, or you can use them now or not. So it's okay to limit them when necessary and allow them when necessary. It depends on, you know, what you feel the lesson lends itself to.
Yeah. And I think obviously being firm with that is so important too. If you tell them no, and you start seeing them in class, like you got to put kind of nip that in the bud right away and not let it grow to a problem that's becomes bigger than it has to be. Brady, how about you? What advice would you have for a new teacher coming up with a cell phone policy?
I think I agree with Mr. Sieg. It's all about timing. You know, there's definitely times when it's very understandable for students to be asked to keep it away and in the pocket or backpack, whatever that may be. And then obviously there's times where individual work, where we can listen to music or things like that. But unless it's a distraction, I think it's all about the timing and manner in which you're using it. So.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. That's great advice. And I'll add a few closing thoughts myself. We had a couple weeks ago on the podcast, we had Tyler Troyer, who is a brand new teacher. And he was talking about some of his challenges as a new teacher. And one of the big things that came up was his cell phone policy in his class. And his advice and what he was going to do kind of implement next year is start out a little bit stricter than he had. He had kind of had a very like, hey, you know, go ahead, bring him in. That's fine. And, you know, he learned quickly that he had to rein him in. But, once the toothpaste is out of the tube, it's tough to put it back in. So he was going to kind of try to start it a little bit tighter and then make the kids kind of earn that privilege of having them more often and getting a little bit looser with it once they earn that. And the last thing I'll say, and this doesn't just go for cell phone use, but for teaching in general, is lead by example. Like, we as teachers have to lead by example. If you are telling your kids, hey, don't bring your cell phone to class, then don't be sitting there, you know, texting for 40 minutes a day and, you know, while you're right in front of your students. And obviously as adults, we have the right and the privilege to have our phones on us and use them when we need to, but you got to use your judgment. If the kids will see right through you, if they know that you're, you know, online shopping on your computer and sitting there texting away on your cell phone, the kids are going to see through that. So, you know, be authentic, but make sure you're setting a good example for the kids. Anybody else have any other thoughts?
That's a great point. Great point. No, that's a great last mark there, Joe.
Awesome. Well, I just want to say thank you guys. Thank you, Ryan and Brady. Thank you guys for taking the time to come on and be on the podcast. We really appreciate having you guys here.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And Brady, good luck with the rest of your hockey season, my man.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. That's going to wrap up this episode. Please do us a favor. As always, give us a like, give us a subscribe. We have tons of reviews on Spotify, and we are lacking on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening to this on Apple, do us a favor and please give us a 5-star review. Let us know what you think about the show. Let us know what you want to hear. As I always say, we're trying to build a community with this. And join us next week. We're going to revisit a topic that we did a few months ago we did a teacher helpline segment where we took a few scenarios and had a panel of teachers kind of go through the scenarios and talk about how they would deal with those. So I am looking forward already to next week getting back to that. That one was a lot of fun when we did that. This is Joe and Jeff signing off, reminding you to keep going above and beyond those standards, because you may not make a lot of money, but you do make a difference.